Hello there. Thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. Stephen Baker speaking. It's really good to have you listening today. I trust that this will help you. You know, I've been thinking about The Voice, you know, with many of people watching the programme about The Voice and thinking about the fantastic talent there is out there and people's ability to sing and perform. And I was thinking about voices. You know, voices are amazing and they make such an impression upon us. You know, I hear sometimes on the radio some very beautiful voices, and maybe you try and perceive in your head, what does that person look like? And that there's something about the quality of a voice that is an amazing thing. And, you know, we often love to just listen to the voice of one we love, and a nice accent or a nice voice. Or maybe there's a call that comes on the phone and you hear someone you haven't heard for years. That voice means something to you. That touches you. It moves you. You hear that person speak. Or maybe someone's singing and the beauty of that voice and how it can lift you and make you really feel and appreciate the beauty of that voice. Voices are amazing things. But this site, as you know, is about God and the Bible and Christianity, the big questions of life. The Bible records this, that when God first made man, Adam and Eve, in the garden, that having sinned, it says they hid themselves. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. They heard God speaking. They heard God moving through that garden, and there was fear. There always is fear in our heart when we do something wrong, and when we're going to get into trouble, we're going to be caught or prosecuted, and especially in relation to moral issues. You know, we may be brave and bold all of life, but the Bible says one day we'll stand before God, and that voice that should be the voice of comfort and kindness and goodness will invoke terror and fear in our hearts when we realise we've grieved the Almighty, the God who made us. But God wants to speak to us. The Bible says God speaks once, yes, twice, yet man perceives it not. That's in the book of Job, chapter 3, verse 14, a very old book in the Bible. But God does speak. If you hear his voice, don't refuse to listen to what he's saying to you. You'll hear his voice through the Bible, for that's how he's committed himself to speak. The Bible says this in Hebrews 12:25, see that you refuse not him that speaks. Don't turn when you hear God's voice speaking to you. When he reminds you that you need him, that you need a relationship with him, that you need his forgiveness, that you need his grace. And when he reminds you that he sent his son Jesus to die for you, and he loves you with all the heart he has, and he gave his son to die upon a cross that you might be forgiven. Jesus paid the debt you owe and cleared the guilt and offers you reconciliation and forgiveness. Listen to the words of Jesus Christ as I close. He says this, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation or judgment, but is passed from death unto life. Hear his voice today. Trust him. He wants to save you. May God richly bless you. Thanks for listening once again.